Seagull. She's from the oceans. Picking on all the fish there inside the ocean. Yeah. How to have faith? Okay. I'll let you know. First, let me find out whether I've got complete faith or not. How to have complete faith? Divana? Divana? Get me that thing that the person said about the faith and belief.
From the faith, you mean the difference between faith and free will?
Yeah.
That's in the
Where? It's there, I think, on my calendar there.
Oh, you mean habit?
Yeah. No. Faith and belief.
You mean St. Augustine?
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Faith is to that one?
Well, get that. I'm not saying anything about complete faith or anything. We have to refer to the dictionary, you know, of the great ones who did have that faith. So only they can let you know. If I let you know, well, it will be considered to be something, you know, some words. But let anything come from the very source. That has the impact. It is always said that faith is blind. Blind faith. Have you heard the phrase? Blind faith. Yeah. What does it mean? All that you have to do is to blindly have that faith.
Faith is to believe what we do not see.
Come on.
Reward, that's the one?
Read loudly.
Okay. Actually, I think I know that one better. All right. Faith is to believe what we do not see.
That's all. Faith is to believe that we do not see. And then what happened? What's the reward?
And the reward of faith is to see what we believe.
Eventually you get the reward. Faith is that which we have to believe, which we don't see. So that's why it's known as blind faith. And the reward of that blind faith is to see what we do not believe.
See what we believe.
Yeah, see what we believe. Now, how to have that faith? Blind faith. Just accept. How did you come here? What I mean to say, what mode of travel you took?
Airplane, and then
you, by ground. But aeroplane, anything heavier than the air cannot fly. What do you mean by aeroplane? Why did you had faith in the plane? And then, did you have faith in the pilot? Hope you had not taken drugs or this or that. Will you take me safe or not? What happened? How did you do that? Even at the cost of your life, you put faith in such inanimate thing and the stranger and all that? How could you do it? You follow what I'm saying? The implications are there. Yeah, it's like that. You have to accept. That is the mode of travel. Why people go? Thousands, millions of people are traveling. Well, it is safe. Here are so many hearts chirping, you know, about the Lord and all that. What is this? Can I have faith? Because, well, they say something, you see. So, blindly you have to accept. Acceptance. First you have to accept. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no way out but to accept.
And they're in the habit of having faith. They have faith in all the advertisements. They tell you use this kind of toothbrush, to run straight to the drugstore to get that kind of toothbrush, or the fashion people, because they're supposed to be the top people, tell you this is the dress you should wear. They do it. So this is faith in a way, isn't it? I read once that they were talking about in a television, there was an ad about a toothbrush. And about teeth, dental health, and they said, watch out for pink toothbrush. Meaning, well, if your toothbrush gets pink, then you're in trouble. You have to watch out for pink brush. They said there was such a rush at the drugstores, everybody wanted pink toothbrush. That's faith to me. Marvelous, isn't it?